T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Holy cow. Hey, what's up, Rockaholics? It's Taryn Daly. I'm here at WAMU Theater. We're backstage before the Volbeat concert. I've got Michael and Robert here. I'm super pumped up. So share with your friends right now. We're doing Facebook Live. Let people know that we're hanging out and let them know about all the great things we're about to talk about. It's going to get crazy, right? Well, first things first, I have to ask you guys, it's Michael and Robert. Those are very professional names. Do you guys feel super professional?
I don't know.
Do you ever go by Mike, or who calls you Mike and who calls you Rob?
I mean, I go by, you know, Robert or Rob. It's just, you know, same thing.
Whatever anybody wants to call you. Do you guys have any, like, weird nicknames on the road or, you know, as a band? Do you guys have any funky nicknames that we could know about?
All the times, but it changed every hour. So
what's your nickname today?
I don't know yet. let's see, you know, because we actually just hooked up 1 hour ago after our off days.
So. Oh yeah. And you guys kind of showed up and got things set up right as the Mariners game was letting out. Yeah. And then this coming Sunday, we're going to have like all the 12s, the Seahawks fans are going to be here. What's like been maybe your favorite like stadium or favorite sports related venue that you've ever played?
Oh, well, that's an easy one. We just played in Minneapolis with Metallica at the new stadium there. It was amazing. Absolutely phenomenal.
Now, really cool thing on that note, we actually sent two of our KISW listeners to that show, flew them out to Minneapolis to see you guys with Metallica, and that couple ended up getting engaged at the Metallica show. What kind of, like, crazy things have you guys seen at a Volbeat show? Have you guys ever had a weird proposal or anything crazy like that?
Oh, yeah, no, we get that kind of stuff all the time. You know, it's, if, you know, we could easily married people every day if we wanted to. You know, I just don't want to take the blame for the divorce a few months after. Just,
you don't want that responsibility.
But you know, it's that a lot of stuff is, you know, the most funny thing I think happened, if we, you know, if we think about what people do on stage, you know, it was suddenly one guy threw up his teeth. It's like, what do you want me to do with that? And you need them after the show. You know, it's like,
are you gonna have a good meal after that? Yeah. Well, we're really excited. We've been playing on KISW. We've been playing The Devil's Bleeding Crown. Brand new album is out right now, Seal the Deal and Let's Boogie. What was your favorite part about making this new record? What was different maybe about making this record for you?
Well, this is my second record with the band. I guess this time around, comparing it to the last record, because it's the only one I can compare it to, is, you know, we just spent a lot of time in the rehearsal room doing pre-production, you know. So when we actually went into the studio, we were very prepared, and everything was set.
Yeah. And for you, hanging out with some really cool Danish dudes, is it hard when you travel to other countries? Do people have a hard time with your accent as an American versus, like, maybe sometimes struggling to understand someone with a Danish accent? Or how is that being, like, the American in the band?
I mean, it's fine. I guess luckily for me, most places, you know, people speak English.
Yeah. So you're lucky.
Yeah, I'm pretty lucky in that regard. Yeah, it's cool.
Very cool. And, you know, we talked a little bit about loved ones and people getting engaged on tours and things like that. I have two dogs at home, and I think about them all the time. You know, what are they up to? Do you guys have animals back home that you're excited to see when you get done touring?
Oh, yeah, I got a dog, a Danish Swedish farmer dog. Oh. So, yeah, I miss him a lot. Yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to getting back home and see my dog, see my girlfriend, see my family. But yeah, you know, I love animals. You know, I live at the countryside, so every morning when I'm home, I'm waking up to, you know, sounds from goats and horses and cows, and it's great.
This is my people right here. Yeah. Well, that's awesome. Now, with the rest of the tour, you guys have a couple more, you know, pretty big stops to make. Which, like, maybe city are you most looking forward to visiting next?
I'm actually excited for the last show. We're playing in Nashville, and that's one of my favorite cities in the U.S. So I'm actually debating whether or not to hang out there for a couple of days after the tour.
Might as well.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, I might do it.
Yeah. And then for you, I mean, you guys travel a lot to the U.S. and then you're back in Europe. What has been your favorite country to visit that's not home?
You know, it's you know, I think I speak for everybody in the band when I say that, you know, we appreciate everywhere we come, you know, it's there's fans everywhere, and you know, they've been waiting months and weeks for the show, and so have we. So it really doesn't matter. Of course, there'll always be territories or cities or countries that's a little bit more maybe interesting, or but at the end of the day, we appreciate everywhere we're coming.
Oh yeah. And you guys right now are one of the biggest rock bands that, you know, in the world, and you guys have toured with some of the biggest bands in the world. Who would you have a complete freak out if they called you and said, we want you on the tour?
I don't know. For me, Van Halen.
Oh, yeah. I can see that. Van Halen, Volbeat 2017.
Right.
What about you, Michael?
You know, I have to be a spoiled kid to say that we almost played with all of them. Mm-hmm. You know, so I would have to wake up some of the dead.
Yes.
But you know, there's so many great bands out there. You know, it could be old legendary bands. It can be new bands.
Zeppelin.
Zeppelin.
Yeah. You know, it's
would be cool.
That's, you know, there's just so many great bands out there.
Yeah.
To pick one would be a little bit tough, but you know, Hank III, if you're watching, you know, that's tour.
Yeah.
Do it. Everyone on Facebook is asking about pizza.
Pizza? What kind of pizza do you like?
That's my domain.
Right.
being a New Yorker, you know, pizza is kind of the
life.
Yeah, totally. My favorite pizza place is John's Pizza on Bleecker Street. And there's two. There's one in Mount Vernon as well. Different place. Johnny's Pizza in Mount Vernon. And then John's on Bleecker Street. Those are my two favorite spots.
Oh, yeah. What are your toppings that you go for?
No toppings.
No New Yorker. Yeah. Look, it's,
so wait, what
it's
is that?
Cheese on pizza, right?
Any pizza connoisseur will tell you you don't put toppings on it.
Okay, good to know. And in New York, there's like the windows everywhere, right? They got like the pizza windows. There's quite a few of those.
Yeah, there's a lot of that stuff. I mean, in general, it's pretty hard to get a bad slice of pizza in New York, but there are about four or five hardcore phenomenal places.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Love it.
And everybody wants to know about the poster behind you guys too. Everybody's really excited about that.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. My all-time favorite death metal band, you know, it doesn't get bigger or any better than that. The Mighty Chuck, you know, rest in peace. Lots of respect. You know, always been my favorite death metal band.
Awesome. And Alice Cooper for president.
Yeah, why not?
Right.
John, our drummer, is a huge Alice Cooper fan.
Awesome. Now, on KISW, we actually are just getting ready to wrap up a 90-something weekend. So starting on Friday and all the way through tonight, we've been playing nothing but 90s rock. What's probably your favorite rock band from the 90s?
Oh, that's a hard one. From the 90s?
All the way back.
Maybe Tool.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Yeah, they're phenomenal.
Oh yeah, I can get behind that. What about you, Michael? What about your favorite rock band from the 90s?
From the 90s? Does it have to be from the 90s?
Maybe.
Maybe they played through the 90s.
Yeah, maybe they started in the 80s but played a lot in the 90s. Any of that?
Oh, you know, it's, yeah, you know, they probably started around the 80s, but got really well known in that. Manic Street Preachers.
Oh yeah. Good deal.
Great band.
Awesome. Well, this has been fantastic. Do we have any more Facebook questions happening?
Everybody loves your boots.
Mine or theirs?
Yours.
Oh, mine.
You guys have great boots, too.
They got cool kicks, too.
There's a lot. Some folks that saw you guys last time you came through and played at WAMU Theater. Everybody's very excited that you guys are in town. Yeah.
Yeah. And you, cool. And Pain in the Grass just a few years ago, you guys blew it up on Friday night and kind of kicked off the whole weekend for us. That I just have to say, that was pretty awesome for the KISW listeners, having you guys as a part of Pain in the Grass. We just had it a couple weeks ago, so you guys have to come back sometime and do Pain for us.
Cool.
Right on. Well, this has been fantastic. The show is about to start. If you guys are, do you guys want more?
Or is that Tracy's driving down from Canada to see you guys tonight?
Drive on the way right now? Well, that's the thing, Tracy. We do have enough time. If you guys are sitting on your couch right now, get in your cars. We got plenty of time to get down here and watch Volbeat kick some ass, kick all of the asses.
What time's Kill Switch Engage play tonight?
I'm not in Kill Switch.
He'll say it right up there.
7:50. So Kill Switch Engage at 7:50. We've got Volbeat coming on at
9:10.
All right, 9:10. Right on. So get in your cars, you guys. You can totally come down. What's going to be your favorite song to play tonight?
We don't even know what the set list is yet.
Do you guys shoot from the hip? How does that work?
You know, sometimes it works. Sometimes, you know, it's like, you know, we'll get there. But most of the time, you know, it's all, you know, the best reaction from the crowd is always the best. So, and who knows? You know, we got around, I believe, 17 songs that we're going to play. So, let's see.
Do we have any special requests from the Facebookers? That's what I want to know. What song do you want them? Freebird. Yeah. All right, we'll do some Freebird. If you guys could cover any song in the world, like what, you know, if you could, there's been a lot of covers in the year 2016. What would probably be like the ultimate cover where you could pay homage to someone you really care about?
Ooh, I don't know. There's so many great songs out there.
Oh yeah.
The Immigrant Song.
Yes. Baby Tonight, big debut. This just in Volbeat performing the Immigrant Song tonight. No,
maybe,
I'm just
do a Queen song. I think it's Freddie Mercury's birthday today.
Oh, there
today?
You go.
Yeah, I think it's today. You know, I'm a huge Queen fan, you know, so lots of respect to Freddie Mercury and Queen, you know, so that's a lot of good Queen songs to pick. You know.
And would you throw down the traditional Freddie Mercury moves if you were to do that song?
If you want me to.
I do, absolutely.
Okay, all right.
Well, good deal. So you guys also just came.
You know, I will not allow. You know, I'm not sure that I'm that bendy. Let's see.
Got to do some lunges beforehand. You know, a little stretching. We'll get it. We'll get it done. And I know you guys just came back from. You were in Alaska just like a day or two ago, right?
Yeah.
What did you get to do on your day off that you enjoyed?
You know, I have to say, I think I speak for everyone that's with us on this tour. It was our first time there.
Ah.
You know, I've always wanted to go, and I have to say it was a little bit different than I expected, like different than I pictured it in my head. The city I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
But where we actually played, like the Alaska State Fair, you know, it was beautiful, like a beautiful area. Like you see the mountains and stuff. That was really cool. That's kind of what I thought it was going to, like everything was going to look like. But the city was just, it was cool. It was just different than what I had in my head.
Very cool. And what about you? What was your favorite part about Alaska?
Alaska. Actually, the show, you know. It was amazing. You know, first time there and hopefully not the last one. You know, that's a great experience.
And for you guys playing all over the world, where did you get maybe the most unexpected strong response? Like where you knew you had fans, but they really came out hard. Where was that?
Alaska, I guess.
Yeah.
It was our first time there. So the show was, I think better than we all expected it to be. It was a really great show. So,
right on. Yeah. Well, you guys, if you haven't picked up their new album yet, Seal the Deal and Let's Boogie. Speaking of boogieing, what would be your favorite dance move of all the decades? Like, what's your favorite dance move? Are you guys into the Cabbage Patch? Do you like the Roger Rabbit? What's your solid move?
Well, I have to admit that when I was very young, I was actually dancing jitterbug with my twin sister.
Oh, awesome.
A jitterbug. Yeah. I like it.
So, you know, that was fun.
And what about for you, Robert?
I'm not a big dancer.
Believe me, he is when you get drunk.
He just doesn't really know.
So when you get drunk, will you also like karaoke, like sing and dance combo?
This, kind of surfing.
Right?
Yeah. I surf, I do air guitar, and do all kinds of crazy shit.
That is so awesome. So what instrument would you, if you could pick up another instrument and learn how to play that you haven't already learned how to play, what would be on your instrument bucket list?
Probably a piano.
Mm. And what about for you?
I'd probably say sax.
Oh, yeah. That was my thing. Alto sax. Yeah. For sure. I like that. Do we have any more Facebooker questions, Ryan?
They're requesting everybody does the lawnmower.
The lawnmower.
Yeah.
And then you incorporate the shopping cart a little bit,
exactly.
Too, you know? You can do all that. Well, right on. Michael, Robert from Volbeat, we're super pumped to have you guys play in the Wamu Theater tonight. Still time to get your ass in your car and drive down to Seattle. Castle and I are going to be getting crazy somewhere. It's going to be really good times. Oh, that was him waving.
Yeah,
but thank you again, Michael and Robert. We love you guys. Pick up the new album, Seal the Deal, and let's boogie. We're playing Devil's Bleeding Crown right now. Crank it up to 11, you guys, and have a great show tonight.
Thank you. If you could give me that t-shirt, we could do some really... No, that one, yeah.
Oh!
And for the listeners out there, and watchers on Facebook, check out Gruesome.
Oh, nice.
Oh, yeah.
Great band, all right?
Gruesome.
If you like death, you like Gruesome, okay?
We like death.
Check out Gruesome.
Yeah.
Right on. Have fun, you guys.
See you soon.
Thank you guys so much. That was so much fun.
Cool. Thank you.
And I didn't get to ask you about animals at home. Do you have any baby pets at home?
I don't, no.
That's gonna be kind of tough. We work kind of crazy jobs and stuff, and we're fortunate enough to have my parents nearby if we ever need some help. But it can be hard.
Hey, Taryn, puppies are here.
Are you serious? Molly Zoo is here. Are you dead serious?
I'll show you.
Yeah, I would love to see the puppies.
Yes, so we bring.
So we just hit the.
Maybe you remember this from last time. We have an animal rescue who.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.